What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
It is Friday here at the Positive Truth Podcast, so we got to leave you with more positive news stories than just two, so we're doing four. But it doesn't matter when you're listening, because positive news never expires. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
I'm going to Fort Worth. Shout out to ABC News for sharing this story. I thought it was amazing. You all know how I love some action scene positive truth news stories. So I have a Fort Worth police officer shows up to an overturned Hyundai Veloster, a type of car, type of Hyundai, and several Samaritans were already trying to lift up this vehicle because they were looking for a missing child. One of the officers that was there said, "We need to move this car immediately." And without hesitation, a group of Samaritans, a group of officers, they lifted up this vehicle where one officer was able to go underneath, go through the windshield and grab this child where they were able to perform CPR, get him to the hospital, and everybody was okay that was involved in this accident. And guess what, JP? I have it on video. The reason why I love stories like this, JP, I swear I drive through these streets, I see these news stories on the news, and it's always just blah. But then when I come out and I see something like this, and then I get to watch a video of some people, moms, teenage boys out here lifting a vehicle up like they're superheroes, the Avengers, so to speak, I think it's amazing, man. I think people go above and beyond for others whenever they need to. And this just shows like we're all superheroes when we need to be. So shout out to the Fort Worth Police Department for sharing this video. And shout out to all the Samaritans that were involved to help out this baby.
I'm going to hold my thoughts until the grateful section because it actually blends in. Where can you see that video at, Tim?
At the Facebook page, Positive Truth Podcast. Just search for the Positive Truth Podcast. You'll see us on there with our dope logo. And you can send us videos there as well, too, or send us news stories there as well. And we'll share it here for free 99. And we'll also get you a shirt for free 99. And we will also be very grateful because we need all the likes and subscribers we can get.
I'm going to go to my next positive story. I'm going to comment in the grateful section that we do. Again, mine is science is cool after your fun story.
The balance to life that we have.
Mine's about AIDS prevention, comes from bbc.co.uk. With AIDS prevention, a lot of what people take right now is an oral pill, but it needs to be taken daily. It's an oral PrEP, P-R-E-P, pre-exposed prophylaxis. It's taken by HIV negative people to reduce the risks of getting HIV, but these pills have been available for years. And they're still extremely effective at stopping HIV infections, but they're hard to access. It's also hard to just take something daily. So an HIV injection has been made in England and Wales for the first time, and they're bringing the policy all the way to Scotland. It's just a one-time shot once a year, given six times a year and once every month. It's an alternative to taking daily pills. They're hoping to get better at it, so it's just like you take this shot once a year, and then it's just the prevention constantly instead of having to take a pill daily. I think it's awesome. As someone who's put in my little agenda each day, take your vitamins, and still sometimes skips it, I can totally get how you can miss this sometimes. So I thought it was a really awesome, positive news story.
Yeah, that's amazing. Science is always progressing, so why not in that as well? I think that's a 10 out of 10 story, something that you're not going to see anywhere else but here, probably on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, I'd like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for my family, especially the daughter. She actually forced us. We were already planning on celebrating the Day of the Dead this year, but the daughter made sure she reminded us. What's on that? A daily Cool. So it's you never watched Coco, the movie. It's a Disney movie, but basically you have an ofrenda. It's like a, let's just say, a table you put some pictures on of people that passed away, your loved ones, and you put maybe some of their favorite items or favorite foods, which that's what we did for the people that we lost. And my daughter actually, again, just a couple weeks ago, reminded us about it. And we were like, yeah, we'll do it. And yesterday she was like, hey, we're a little late, but we should still do it. So we set it up.
When's the Day of the Dead supposed to?
Sunday.
Interesting. Yeah, never heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's actually a huge Hispanic holiday. We set it up. We have our tablecloth. We have all our pictures. Edna did a really good job, honestly. Like, organizing it because I just did the heavy lifting. But we did food.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I have a little video. I'll show you here in a second. Yeah, for sure. She did good, but we cooked some food, cookies. It was cool. It was a cool little meaning thing. And the daughter's just sitting there. She started crying looking at it. And I thought it was really sweet because that's where her heart's at. So shout out to the daughter for making us celebrate new things that are now a tradition, because I guarantee you she's not going to let us forget. Ever, ever.
I'm going to be grateful for our listeners. When we originally set up the podcast, we trusted people that didn't know what they were doing either. To be fair, we don't know what we're doing as adults in a lot of things. Being adult is just winging it. So now we have switched RSS feeds. We're on a lot more platforms now. And to follow up on what you said in the first story about the video, on the new platform we're with, we get a free website. We could actually just post all the stuff there now. Forgot to tell you.
Surprise, Shawty! Okay.
I haven't set it up yet, though.
Let's set a time limit. Let's set a goal for January to get the website going.
Oh, it's already going. We just need to put stuff on it.
Okay, well, in that case,
I don't design things.
I got a vision.
Style over here.
I have a vision. We're okay.
All right.
I for real do have a vision for it. We're okay. We'll talk about it. I'm excited now. Hold up. Dang, that's crazy. I actually put mad thought into this not too long ago, so it's fresh in my mind. You know how I forget things. I got a memory of a fish.
I don't design anything. You've seen my house. It's just plain.
But you're getting a dartboard, a pool table. Like, eventually, we're getting better, bro. We're getting better.
My point is there's no design. We're doing email marketing. I made an email marketing flow thing for the businesses. And I was like, I can't design these emails. I was like, I can't even do this. It's a definite black hole in my brain. Anything with that. But yeah, we can do that. Forgot to tell you, when you were talking about the video, I was like, oh, I really want to see this. And then I can link it in the description now. I also made us you can go on iTunes and make us hosts.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're not showing up, but I did that too. And we've been transcribing. So you can click and get the full transcription.
I saw some website where a couple of our episodes were transcribed. And I was like, oh, this is wild.
No, I've been posting it now.
Okay. Hey, we're all over the place. If you Google the Positive True Podcast, it's 2.5 pages of us everywhere. I love it, man. I love it.
We're just some adults.
Winging it.
Winging it. What do you have for your next positive news story,
sir? Man, this positive true story is the positive true story of the week. I don't care what anybody says. I have a really awesome
people. Oh, no, man. We've had some pretty good ones.
Look, Scott Johnson, this teacher, he is a teacher at Red Cross Elementary School in Kentucky. So he noticed, this was about 4 years ago. He noticed a kid. He was in a kindergarten, right? He had a prosthetic hand. When he saw the kid, the hand was there for more of just aesthetic purposes. It didn't have any movement capability or anything. But Scott Johnson, he's a STEAM teacher. So he was like, man, I have access to all kinds of 3D printers.
STEM teacher?
Is it STEM? Yeah, STEM. Oh, they put an RT because he likes art too. Yeah, I don't even want to say that. But STEM. Sorry, I apologize. He's a STEM teacher. So that being said, this young man... Actually, it does say STEAM now that I think about it, JP, because they put the art in there as well, too. But that's just different. Different states do different things. Either way, we know what we're talking about here. So he has access to all these 3D printers. Now, when he said this, he was like, you know what? I think I can make a better hand than what this kid has. Let me go ahead and try. So he started putting in effort, started getting supplies, and he actually went to this networking page called Enable. This is where you have access to all kind of plans for prosthetics, and then you can talk to other people that are dealing with 3D printers as well that have very little material or low-cost material. So he gets on there, and he sees all these plans, and he says, you know what? I think I can do this. It was taking him mad time, so he didn't say anything to anybody. He didn't say anything to the young kid. He didn't say anything to the family. He was just working on this. After a couple years, he finally shows the family, this is what I've been working on. This is a prototype. The family sees it and it's touched, and they said, yeah, you have permission to continue with this. So he keeps going back to work. We're now down to 4 years later, he finally finishes this hand. He shows it to the kid. The kid is now in fourth grade and is in awe. The kid not only opens and closes. The young man flexes his wrist, the hand will close. If he relaxes it, the fingers will open. It's made with a fishing line as well, too, to keep the fingers together. And if anything breaks, you can just 3D print it and add it to the hand, so the hand will always be there. Now that this kid is in fourth grade, he only has another year left in this elementary school, but Mr. Johnson gave him all of the plans, so if anything ever happens, he can always 3D print whatever broke, and he can always use this hand for the rest of his life. Now, the materials that cost to make this hand only costs $20 to $30, JP. So it's very affordable for this young man who just had a hand there so he can look like he had one there. Now he has a hand to use. The young kid said, "What's your favorite thing about this?" And he said, "I love trying to write with it. I'm not very good at it, but I love to try." I thought this story was amazing because we love our teachers here on the Positive Truth Podcast. But JP, this man did this for 4 years, didn't say a word to anybody, and then just gives it to him for free and then gives him the plans for free. I love everything about it. His heart was in the right place. I hope my kids have a teacher like this one day.
Should have started with the story. You were right. That is
Man, I literally wanted to start. I really wanted to do it on Friday. We've been getting a little bit more listeners on Friday. So in my head, people are going to listen to this on the weekend where they're doing their road trips, getting up and cleaning. I know I heard Edna cleaning this morning and she was listening to the podcast and I was like, oh, okay, I can't talk crap anymore. So I really want you guys to listen to this. I hope everybody enjoys it. I'm going to share a link to our podcast page and maybe our website whenever we get that up and running so you guys can see a little bit about this. But I thought this was amazing, JP, and I'm mad that I didn't see it anywhere else.
What's his name again?
Scott King, or Scott Johnson, I believe. Scott Johnson, yes.
Nominee for Positive Truth Person of the Year.
Man, he did this for 4 years, JP. Ah, that's amazing.
Yeah, everything about that was amazing. And I follow that up.
No, you're following it up. We got this. Throw the oop.
So my last one is called Think Like a Scientist. It's from cbc.ca. It's a unique Canadian program developed by Phil Heron, also STEM, but he's an associate professor, assistant professor at the University of Toronto. And so what he noticed was there's not a lot of programs in prison that help people with critical thinking, curiosity, and confidence. So his program is called Think Like a Scientist. And what he does is he goes to prisons and he makes interactive science workshops. So they focus on most science classes, let's memorize the periodic table or teach this. He's like, no, we're going to do scientific method. So he always makes them, here's the goal, here's the test. You're going to form a hypothesis. You're going to test the idea. If it doesn't work, you're going to figure out why it doesn't work. And just think analytically, which is why I like the story. And he believes these skills are not only fundamental to science, but also valuable life tools that can help participants reshape how they think about their own experiences and challenges. Former participants have credited the program with rebuilding their confidence and changing their perspective on their life. It's been the first positive experience for almost all the inmates for education, because they're like, I had a horrible education experience, which, by the way, makes teachers even more valuable, because it just goes to show you, if most of these people in the prison have had horrible education experiences, maybe that's why they ended up there. So maybe we should take care of teachers and fund schools. Anyway.
Bars by JP.
A lot of them say, this is my first positive experience with education. And these workshops have sparked like varied interests. And generally when people get out of the prison, they're like, oh, every time after they do the science experiments, they'll be like, what are you going to do when you get out? And it's totally shifted how they're approaching how they get out when they get out.
Using the scientific method for their life. JP, I love that story. I didn't say this, but you got more?
This is also one of those I've been holding for a week.
2 weeks ago, JP, we get my daughter's report card. And I'm like, oh, no. Something has to change. This is not okay. Grades dropped all around. So we were like, you know what? We're going back to education shows on TV. There's a show called Ada Scientist. Young black girl, two little friends doing science projects throughout the whole show. That's what the show's about. She started watching this 2 weeks ago. Tell me why she's walking around the house talking about, I love science. I love science. She got an A on her paper that came in the other day. And it's, man, what you show these kids are really what they're going to get. But they talk about the scientific method regularly on the show. And that's what that reminded me of. You just put this in front of them. They're going to find the entertainment and they're going to be intrigued by it. Now, all of a sudden, they're thinking about life completely different. I'm looking at my daughter who wants to read, who wants to do some type of science project. 2 weeks ago, it was all about K-pop. Let me put on this concert for you in the living room. Yeah, you're exactly right, JP. It is important to show. It does show you how important a teacher is, how important it is to get the right information in front of you as well. So, yeah, shout out to that story. That was really good. I like that.
Yeah, I've been sitting on that one for a while, too.
Gotta quit sitting on the good ones, man.
There's a lot of positive news stories. What science experiment are you going to do with Layla then?
Volcano. That's the first one that she wants to do. My son wants to do it too. So I have all his little Spider-Man toys and stuff. We're going to do a whole little action scene.
Burn them down?
what's vinegar and baking soda? That'd be all right. Okay. Basically, run. And then the volcano is going to come down. One of the Barbies might get taken L or something like that, but it's all good. We're definitely going to record it or something.
Nice. Do you have a parent corner before we get out of here for the weekend?
Parent corner. Oh, the son and daughter fought for the first time. It wasn't anything in the face or anything like that, but it turned into a pushing match. Layla got really upset and just pushed Leandro hard. He fell on his butt. He started crying, and then he tried to get back up to fight back, and Layla bumped him again. I was like, all right, that's enough. You're too weak to be doing this to her. You're too strong to be doing that to him. But I was beyond proud of both of them because they love each other. They're brother and sisters, and they know each other like brother and sisters. But I know Layla was frustrated with Leandro, and she has been for weeks now, and he's been like just pushing her buttons. So as a younger brother, I definitely appreciated the daughter putting hands on the little brother. He needed it. He needed it.
Same went from doing all sweet parent corners to just being like,
let him go. Let him go. I'm the type of dad that I will watch my son or daughter like fight at a park with a random kid just to see if they defend themselves. And then I'll break it up after a second. But as long as nobody's really getting hurt, I'm trying to build some toughness out of them, man. My son is so soft. He cries over everything.
Hey, do you have a quote before we get out of here? I have no comments.
Optimism is a huge asset. We can always use more of it, but optimism isn't a belief. I said this quote already earlier in the week, but I'm going to continue with it, that things will automatically get better. It's a conviction that we can make things better. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. We're on all the platforms now. If you give us a five-star review and send us a positive news story, we'll send you a t-shirt for
$3.99.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.